Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning that his country's retaliatory attacks on the Gaza Strip have only just begun. Fierce Israeli bombing has rocked Gaza throughout the night as the battle between Hamas gunmen and Israeli troops continues to reach new heights. At least 900 people have been killed in Israel and 700 people killed in Gaza. Israel has now declared a complete siege of the Gaza Strip, threatening to cut off electricity, food, fuel and water. Meanwhile, at least 100 Israeli hostages are being held by Hamas, with the militant group now threatening to execute an Israeli hostage every time a rocket is fired on a civilian home in Gaza. It follows a surprise attack launched by the Hamas militant group on Israel on Saturday, prompting the Israeli Defense Force to begin its own retaliatory attacks. Prime Minister Netanyahu is calling for Israeli opposition parties to join a so-called national unity government, issuing this warning to militants.
Dear Israeli citizens, we started, and I emphasize we have only started, to strike Hamas. I know that we all want immediate results. It will take time, but I promise you, dear Israeli citizens, at the end of this campaign, all of our enemies will know that it is a grave mistake to attack Israel. What we'll do to our enemies in the coming days will reverberate with them for generations.
The significant escalation is the latest in a long-standing conflict between Hamas and Israel. Hamas is a Palestinian military and political group gaining power in the Gaza Strip since winning legislative elections there in 2006. Hamas's stated aim is to establish a Palestinian state while refusing to recognize Israel's right to exist. Meanwhile, in Australia, hundreds of pro-Palestinian supporters have marched from Sydney Town Hall to the Opera House, which was lit up in blue and white, in support of Israel. It was announced by New South Wales Premier Chris Minns that the sails of the Sydney landmark would be lit up in what he described as solidarity with the Jewish communities across the state. Protesters called for Australia to impose sanctions on Israel for their historic treatment of Palestinians. Some of those attending spoke to SBS News.
The 75 years of occupation, oppression, full blockage, apartheid, discrimination, killing, daily killing, arresting people.
And this is the time for them to stand up for themselves, to say enough is enough, we need our freedom, we need peace.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has since condemned the protests, calling them appalling.
At the end of the day, this is the opposite of the dynamic multicultural community that we want in New South Wales and Australia. There was a situation last night where racial epithets were thrown at the Jewish community by the mere fact that they were members of the Jewish community, which is shocking and abusive and potentially a crime.
Government Services Minister Bill Shorten echoed those sentiments, telling the Nine Network the behaviour was un-Australian.
The truth of the matter is that some of the anti-Israel rhetoric has always been a mask for anti-Semitism. There are some people in the world who just hate Jewish people. And for a long time it's been, you know, hidden behind this rhetoric. It's about the state of Israel, it's not about Jewish people. But the truth is, last night, even in Australia, which is just disgusting, the idea that people are chanting anti-Jewish slogans, people have got the right to worship any god they want or none. This is so, I know this word un-Australian gets used, it is un-Australian to attack someone because of what god they worship, and this is what it is. Let's call it what it is.
When asked about the comments, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had this to say.
Look, I use my own language. I often get languages of others put to me. I use my own language. I didn't see the demonstration. Obviously, I was here in Port Lincoln and at events last night. But there has been a rise in anti-Semitism. I'm concerned. about the rise of anti-Semitism. I'm concerned as well about Islamophobia, which has impacted in this country as well.
New South Wales police are launching an investigation into the rally. A man waving an Israeli flag who attended the demonstrations was arrested by authorities. New South Wales Police Commander for the Central Metropolitan Region, Tony Cook, says it was for his own safety.
This is New South Wales. We do not expect people to bring conflict from other places to the streets of Sydney, and the violence will not be tolerated, and we were able to manage that. It's been made clear in the media, or some statements in the media this morning, a person arrested at the town hall last night. That is in fact the case. A person was removed from the town hall rally who was carrying a flag for his safety. He was arrested to prevent a breach of the peace for his safety. He was removed and released.
World leaders, the United Kingdom, United States, France and Germany, have all issued a joint statement in support of Israel. Hamas, in its entirety, is designated as a terrorist organisation by countries including Australia, Canada, the UK and the US. Some countries list only its military wing as a terrorist group. The UN, though, did not condemn Hamas in its entirety as a terrorist organisation due to insufficient support from member states to do so during a 2018 vote. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese earlier on Monday says when it comes to the conflict, there's nothing to celebrate here.
And I understand that the Middle East is a complex issue. And I, for a long time, have supported the right of Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace and security and to support a resolution long term of this conflict. But the actions that we saw on the weekend need to be unequivocally condemned. There is no place for the targeting of innocent civilians that we saw. Young people attending a music festival who were gunned down and murdered, the abduction of citizens as well, is something that is reprehensible, and I condemn it.
Authorities are warning the Gaza Strip could be on the brink of a humanitarian crisis if supplies like water and food are cut off by Israel. Head of the Palestinian delegation in Australia, Izzat Abdul Hadi, says the next few days could be devastating for Gazans.
It will be a hell, unfortunately. And I mean, I expect like hundreds of Palestinian people will die in Gaza. This is a big tragedy.
Meanwhile, Israel's deputy ambassador to Australia, Christian Cantor, says the images of what took place in southern Israel on Saturday are reminiscent of the Holocaust.
These are really difficult times. It's something that we have not confronted. I mean, the images that people have in their mind where they're talking about the events in southern Israel go back to the Holocaust.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.